You know, we started something a couple of weeks ago, and people seem to like it. We're going to test our knowledge between the first and the fifth grade. This is called Are You Smarter Than a Romper Roomer? And these kids don't even know what Romper Room is, but I can tell you it was a popular show back in the 70s.
It was pretty lit.
Yeah, I tell you what, they, you know.
You don't know what that means.
Yeah, lit, yeah. I can tell you one thing. You're not lit off of a snowbiz.
Bros were cooking in the romper room.
The hippos?
Yeah.
All right.
The hip bros.
All right, so who's going first?
It don't matter to me. It doesn't matter. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, David.
What's the five subjects we have?
Math, science, English, geography, and U.S. history.
Where's PE at?
Give me fifth grade geography.
Fifth grade geography. Okay, David, you ready?
No, but I'll try.
Which U.S. state is the smallest by area?
It's either Maine or Delaware. I'm going to go with Maine.
Incorrect.
Is it Delaware?
It's Rhode Island.
Well, I knew it was one of those three. Rhode Island was my third choice. I'm not good with stuff like that, but I knew all three of them were small. Okay.
All right, Giddens, you're up.
Let's see if we can get off to a strong start and go first grade history.
First grade history? Wow. It's a tough one, David. What do we call the flag with stars and stripes?
Be careful. Trick question.
Don't do that to me. You've messed with me before. The flag with stars and stripes.
Yes.
That is the United States of America's flag.
We'll accept that answer.
American flag.
Yeah, it's American flag. We'll accept the answer.
I see. I got it right.
I was trying to get more specific.
See, I got it right, and you didn't really. But
well, he got his first grade question out of the way.
Let's go to the judge. All right, he got his first grade. I'm going fourth grade math.
What is 3/4 expressed as a decimal?
3/4 expressed as a decimal, yeah. 0.75.
Correct. There we go, nice. David. David's on nice. The board.
All right, let's see.
Go fourth grade sex
what?
Education, yeah. Fourth grade sex education. Have you got that about me?
You shouldn't have that in the fourth grade.
Sure you should. We did it in the first.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
That's
steep.
That's bad.
What you want?
That's the golden.
I can remember that, too.
That's the bad thing. That's why.
Well, he went to school back in the 60s. So.
That's the bad thing, because I can remember that.
The boomers had a lot of kids, right?
Different times back then.
All right. Where are you going? Fourth grade what?
I don't have to do fourth grade. Oh, let's do...
He's going to do something easy.
Let's do third grade geography.
Third grade geography? What state is known for the Everglades?
Oh, that would be Florida.
Correct. He's getting his easy ones out of the way.
All right, I'll go third grade science.
Third grade science? What is the largest planet in our solar system?
I really don't know that. That would be Saturn?
Incorrect.
It's Jupiter.
I was either going to go Saturn, Jupiter, or Mars. So I'm 1 for 3, and he's 2 for 3.
All right, so I've done first grade.
He's 2 for 2. Yeah.
First grade history and third grade geography. What do I have left?
You got fourth, second, and first, but you got math.
No, he's got fourth, second, and fifth.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, do a fifth one. Come on, do
math,
a hard one,
math,
buddy.
Science, and English, Giddens.
Let's do second grade science.
And he's staying with the preschool stuff.
Wow.
No, second grade.
I mean, he's getting lobbed right here. What do plants give off that humans need to breathe?
This is not even fair. You ask me what's the largest planet in the solar system.
Everybody knows it's Jupiter.
And he knows what he needs to breathe. It's called food.
Stop trying to trick me. It's oxygen.
Correct.
Yeah.
So Giddens has to get the next two wrong, and you have to get the next two right, and you'll be tied.
I'm down to second grade. Second grade. Give me second grade. I either got English or what else?
You got English and history.
Give me second grade history. Watch me miss this.
If you miss this, you got some serious issues. What is the name of the place where the U.S. Congress meets?
I got some serious issues. Where the U.S. Congress meets?
Yes.
See, this is a trick question.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, is it the building? Is it the state? Is it...
The building.
The building?
Yes.
The White House.
Oh. David, that's where the president lives.
I know that. No. I mean, Congress? Congressional Hall? I don't know.
Capitol. The Capitol. Capitol Hill.
Oh, my God. That's not a building.
Yes, it is. It's
the Capitol.
We'll do the next.
This was rigged.
I gave you some easy questions.
This was last rigged. Week, I got a question right and still got it wrong. What do you mean rigged?
This is rigged. What's the biggest planet in our daggum solar system? You got to go fifth grade here.
No, I got fourth and fifth grade.
Okay.
What you going to go get?
Let's go fourth grade science.
Fourth grade science? You already did science.
Yeah, you can't do two in a row. Left?
You got math and English.
Oh, okay. Let's do fourth grade math.
All right, if you buy three notebooks at $2 each and pay with a $10 bill, how much change do you get?
Yeah, $4.
Oh, God.
Correct.
Are you serious? That was a fifth grade question?
Fourth grade.
That ought to have been a kindergarten question.
He's got fifth grade English left.
Yeah, but there's no way I can win now.
Well, you got English left.
I got first grade English. Yeah, answer's no.
What is the base word in the word playing?
What he does every day at work. Play.
He was studying for this week. He wanted to get his revenge.
I studied so hard.
Golly, who buys a fifth grade thesaurus or whatever you call it?
All right, Giddens, you want yours?
I want to see if he can
fifth
answer
grade fifth, English.
Fifth grade English.
What is the term?
What for is a dangling participle? Be careful with that.
Oh, my.
What is the term for the part of a story where the problem is solved?
What is the term for the part of the story where the problem is solved?
Yes.
The conflict resolution?
That's correct. Correct.
This is rigged.
He went... Five for five, Giddens.
He has been told the answers.
Five for five.
How much did y'all meet before this was on the air?
No meetings.
Shit, I don't believe that.
Is the largest planet in our solar system?
Yeah.
I could go to Pinecrest Elementary right now and ask that question.
I guarantee you. Yeah, the elementary kids are learning it every day. How many 50-year-olds could you go and they'd know the answer to that?
I can ask Lee Perryman right now and he know that question.
That's a different story. That he's in his 60s and he knows all that stuff. He studies all that stuff.
We should ask everybody in the office the questions that David missed, see what they respond with.
Yeah, do that.
Okay.
Yeah. And we should also ask everybody in the office, how much of your meal did Giddens eat? You going to eat that?
I'm fasting.
You're going to eat those fries? Hey, are you going to eat that pickle that's half eaten there and laying on the ground?
No, Giddens, you can have it.
Sometimes I don't ask. Sometimes I just get it.
That's right.
Yeah. It's better to ask for, forgiveness than for permission.
Yeah.
And it's also better not to steal.